Today, we are going to look at how Norway is connected to the European Union and how the Norwegian people look at the EU. We will start with going through some of the deals the European Union and Norway share. For the second part, we will take a look at the Norwegian politics and see how politicians look at the EU and the current deals they share today.
Norway's relationship to Europe is based upon the agreements between the country and the European Union. First of all, the European Economic Cooperation. This agreement came to light after the EU and the European Free Trade Association, which Norway has been part of since 1960, struck a deal about joining EU's free market in 1992. This inner market is based upon the four liberties of the European Union: free movement of goods, services, capital, and persons. But there is not absolutely free movement of all this into Norway, even though Norway has entered this agreement. This is because several of the policies regarding the matter is not included in the deal. The most important one of those are the policies about the Monetary and Economic Union, the Customs Union, and the Common Agriculture Union. Norway has not gone into cooperation with the EU about the security and foreign policies through the European Economic Cooperation neither. This is done through the Schengen Agreement. Norway's engagement in the Schengen Agreement began with the passport union with Sweden, Denmark, and Finland in 1954, which made the Nordic countries into an open travel area. When the Nordic EU members wanted to join the Schengen Agreement, it became necessary for Norway to strike a new deal with the Schengen countries to preserve the Nordic passport union. This agreement was signed on the 19th of December 1996. After that, the agreement has been more integrated into the EU and has gotten a broad span of matters it regards, for example, security and foreign policies.
Now we're going to look at what Norway thinks of these agreements and EU membership. Norway has for a long time been connected to Europe. Since the Second World War ended, Norway has had a good relationship with their European counterparts. The political landscape from 1945 to 2018 has changed much, but when it comes to the European Union, it has stayed much the same. Most of the political elite has always favored the European Union, in contrast to the rest of the country. That's why some political parties are hesitant to state what their opinions on the EU membership and the EEC are. Norway has had two referendums on joining the EU. Both of them failed. The main argument for not joining was that it will take away some of the sovereignty of Norway, and they feared the EU was too supranational. Today in Norway, the only party to state that they want to join the EU is the Conservative Party. Then you have the Liberal and Labour Party that's open for more integration with the European Union. The small parties in Norway are all against the EU and the EEC in its current form. They wish to negotiate a trade deal and leave the European Economic Community. The one thing they all have in common is that there should be a referendum on any new deals or membership in the European Union. To summarize, we can see that even though Norway has for the most part favored less integration and said no to EU twice, Norway continues to integrate itself as a part of the EU in a broad variety of fields. As it looks right now, Norway will continue with integrating in small parts at a time, but as we have seen before, they will not commit to big deals and give away more of Norwegian sovereignty.